we left off with a discussion of a Megillah. Remember, we asked the question of why do you need Divrei Shalom Be'emes? Why not learn to the fact that Megillah is called Sefer? And therefore, just like a Sefer Torah needs Seretot, Megillah needs Seretot. And we had three answers. One was Tosos, who said, Sefer Torah doesn't need Seretot. You can't learn from Sefer Torah. You can only learn from Mezuzah. And Divrei Shalom Be'emes, Amitah Shel Torah means Mezuzah. Second answer is the Ramban. He said it's called Sefer, but it's also called an Igeres. And we would have thought it didn't need Seretot, because it's Sefer and Igeres. Divrei Shalom Be'emes makes us think it needs Seretot, which we said was a little Dacha. I mean, they're both a little Dacha. Right?
Why can't we learn Megillah from Sefer Torah? Tosos has...
This really is Yach. What's Shittus Yach? It's Rishonei Ashkenaz. But the other Rishonei thinks it's crazy. Tosos says, Sefer Torah, Eino Tzar Sirkut, then it's very easy. But you have to say Amit... That's also Dachuk. You have to say Amita Shel Torah means Mezuzah. Why is that Dachuk? First of all, it's a Dachuk Pshat Amita Shel Torah, but also the Rishalmi says, Nitna Li Darish La Amita Shel Torah. Not only Mezuzah is Nitna Li Darish. The whole Torah is Nitna Li Darish. Okay, you don't have to be like the Rishalmi, you can be like the Babli. This is actually the Chiddush, says the Rabban. Right? But this is a little Dachuk. And that... it's only compared to mezuzah. Okay, that is a not the simplest pshat in the Gemara, but possible. The Ramban says because Megillah is called Sefer and Igeres, so we wouldn't have known if it needs Seretot like a Sefer, doesn't need Seretot like an Igeres. We wouldn't have known whether to compare it or not. So we need Divrei Shalom Be'emes to teach us that it needs Seretot. Okay, the only slightly dachlik part of the Ramban is how do we know Divrei Shalom Be'emes means it needs Seretot? Maybe Divrei Shalom Be'emes, if it's in half the ways, let's say for Torah, half the ways not, maybe Divrei Shalom Be'emes is referring to some other aspect of the Megillah that it's like to say for Torah. I can find an answer to it. But there I could say, no, everything else, like, basically what the Ramban would have to say is every other thing can be halfway like a Sefer Torah, but Sirta, you can't have halfway, it has to be one way or the other, so Divrei Shalom Be'emes, that's also a little dachuk. Dachuk, in terms of how do we know that Divrei Shalom Be'emes refers to Sirta. If you want to say it means it's always like a Sefer Torah, Shkaif, it's always like a Sefer Torah. If you want to say it means like a mezuzah, okay, so you're about mezuzah. But if you wanted to say, well, it's a Sefer and an Igeres, how do we know Divrei Shalom Be'emes is adding to the Sefer side of the scale against the Igeres side of the scale, Davka for Seretot? So then we said the grids, which is very Midoyik in the Rambam. He says very Lumdish. I think this is the best shot in the Gemara. Certainly in the Rishalmi, right? Without bringing all the Rayas, right? He says that Sirtut is not a din in chetza of, in the formal chetza of Sefer Torah, but in the substance of, I shouldn't say substance, that's not like chetza, but in the content of Divrei Torah. And that we said with the Doik and the Rishalmi, what are the two things we learned from Divrei Shalom Be'emes? That you can darshan it, which has to do only with the content, the intellectual content, and not with the form of the Chetzah at all. And Sirtut, which has to do with the intellectual content as well, not to do with the form of the Sefer Torah. And then it is very Meduic. You couldn't learn that from Sefer. So that had nothing with Sefer. It has to do with Divrei Torah. And I said, the Gris fits well with our Sugya, that every three words of Torah need Sirtut, even though they're not a formal Chetzah at all. The one thing I wanted to point out based on this is the funny shita of, why did I review this? The funny shita of the Orchas Chaim. It's a shita's yochid of the Orchas Chaim. Says the Orchas Chaim in Rav Aaron HaKohen Milunil, in Helchas Megillah, Sif Yud Aleph, Vitzricha Sirtut Kamita Shel Torah, Perish Kriyashma. First he brings Tosos and eats Sirtut like Kriyashma, Kriyashma being Megillah, Mezuzah, right? Mezuzah is Kriyashma. V'yesh b'vorshim sefer Torah atzma. B'chein da'asur b'shalom. He said, no, it's mochim yushalom. It's sefer Torah atzma. U'mavik lo m'gzir. Shabbat d'chziv hacha divrei shalom v'emes v'hasam ala Torah emes k'nevi al timkor. Aval eina tzricha iba l'shma v'agon rab acha v'ar aron alevi v'ar rimi kor yelzal v'ar rabbeinu peretz al kosvu shetzricha iba l'shma. Not our topic now. B'sirta t'gav rinan. What sirta does Megillah need? This is against every other Rishon I've ever seen in my life. I don't know anyone who agrees with the Or Chaim about this. It says, what sirta does Megillah need? V'shita Rishon kamrinan. Only the first line. V'day lanu v'zeh. Sheshita Rishon ask a sirta l'shita shneo shneo l'shlishas v'chein kulam. Avol sefer Torah v'emes tzricha shneim sirtetes kulam. Here he is in two ways against Tosos. Tosos says sefer Torah only needs the top line. And Megillah is like mezuzah needs every line. He says sefer Torah needs every line. But Megillah only needs the top line. Right? Diametrical opposite of Tosos. Okay. One thing's the opposite of Tosos, that sefer Torah needs every line. He's like every other Rishon. The other shita, that a Megillah only needs the top line, no one else agrees with him on this. And we have to ask, what's the svar of the Or Chaim that Megillah only needs the top line? So, I can think of two svaras. One of which... okay, I can think of two svaras. The more mechudish svara, not mechudish. There are two ways you can say it. What's this shitas yochid of the Or Chaim? Shitas yochid, the Or Chaim, right? Or Verna Komi Lunil. The Or Chaim is, we probably quoted here before, right? It's on two Makor sheets in a row here. It's not so famous in the Velt, the Or Chaim, but there is a very famous sefer that's quoted all the time in the Beis Yosef and brought down in the Achronim and Shulchan Aruch, etc., called the Sefer Kolbo, right? The Sefer Kolbo. You can't learn Daf Shulchan Aruch without you can't learn a couple Daf Shulchan Aruch without hitting a Kolbo. The Kolbo is a shorter version of the book Or Chaim. Okay, Minastam, someone was Makatsu the Or Chaim into the Kolbo, so there's some relationship between them. In any case, without getting into it, now the Sefer Or Chaim. Here he says that Megillah, Tzricha, Sirtut, Rak, Mishita, or Shura, El Yonah. What's the svar? Mehechi Tesi. Meaning if it's compared to the Torah, right, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, if it's compared to the Torah, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, which he just said it was, or to Mezuzah, right? He said it's compared to the Torah needs every line, but it only needs the first line. It's compared to the Torah, Mehechi Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, Mehechi Tesi. It should only need the top line. It's very strange. He himself says it's a hekesh, or a comparison, and it only needs the top line. Unlike the Torah, it needs every line. What's the svara? So here, I can think of two svaras. One svara you could say, although, you know, he doesn't really give much of a hint about anything. If you want to, you could say, because it's called a sefer and called an igeris. So even though it says Divrei Shalom Ve'emes, which makes it like a sefer, since it's also called an igeres, we have to compromise and make it in between. So we can't make no sirtut, we can't make all sirtut, so we have to make partial sirtut as a compromise between sefer and igeres. This is possible. The only problem is that if the partial sirtut is from sefer and igeres, then why need Divrei Shalom Ve'emes? Means Mela, if it's all learned from Sefer Nigeris, then what do you need Divrei Shalom Ve'emes for? Just say it's called the Sefer, it's called the Nigeris. And just like it has to be halfway sewn, you don't need to sew the whole thing. You need to sew the top and the bottom and the middle. So it has to be halfway Mesurtut. Right? What's the English word for Sirtut? I think it's scored, right? Scored. Scored. To score. It's a bit of an old-fashioned word. Anyway, so I don't love that pshat in the Or Chaim. You want to say better pshat?
No, I just want to ask a question on shita, and shita's like this. When's you have a shita, like Rabbeinu Tam, like this Or Chaim, that acknowledges the two levels of sirtut? Like, no one's going to say Megillah doesn't require any amount of sirtut. Once we establish the baseline, is at least...
You're wrong, and I'll tell you why in a moment.
There's people who say that...
No. I don't mean no one's going to say. I mean, you could have said.
There's a real Havamina that you...
Yes, there's a real Havamina, and I said it last time, and you forgot.
Oh.
Okay. So, it's not that you forgot. It's that you weren't paying attention because you weren't thinking in that direction. Yeah. Right? I could say whatever I want. If you're not thinking in that direction, I can't make a roshim on you. Yeah. Okay. So, if you're thinking a better direction than me, then that's a good thing. But that might not always be the case. Anyway, what's the svara? So I don't like to say the svara. What's the svara? Mehechi tesi. If the hekish, right? Mehechi tesi. How could it be? So what's the svara? So I don't like the svara. I'll say number one, nikres sefer, the nikres igeres, which would be a great svara for making it halfway of something. But we do find precedent. It needs half of the stitching of a sefer Torah. But the problem is, then you don't need the Rishon Ve'emes. The lo nira, lani yosaiti. I mean, I made up the svara, so I guess I have the right to say it's not nira to me. Why did I even say it if it's wrong? Not sure. Just because you would think of it, and I want you to know why it's wrong when you think of it. The in kain, lo tsarech, the Rishon Ve'emes. So what do I think is the svara? I think it's machrach. Now that I've eliminated the competition, the svara is based on Tosfos, but taking Tosfos differently. Tosfos already says Tzveidinim, right? Now, technically, you could say, I don't know if Tosfos says Tzveidinim or two levels, but Tzveidinim, right? Whether they're quantitatively or qualitatively different, I can't prove. But Tosfos says Tzveidinim, right? What's a Tzveidinim? A mezuzah needs every line, and Divrei Torah of Davav and Beis, Rav Yitzchak and Masnisa only need the top line. Okay, where he puts Torah, where he puts Tefillin, where he puts Megillah, I'm not interested in right now. I know where Tosfos puts everything. Torah puts Megillah with Mezuzah, and Sefer Torah and Tefillin with the letter that that Rav Yasser sent, and Merzutra sent, and Merlazer sent, and everyone else sent in our Sugya. Right? But what's the point? Tosfos is Tzveidinim. Stam Divrei Torah need the top line, and a certain formal chefza needs needs every line. So what are you going to say? I need to leave myself a lot of space for this svara, but I think the svara is mukhrach. I think mukhrach, this is the svara of the Orchid Chaim. You have to say, again, I don't mean he applies the two dinim like Tosfos. He had the two dinim of Tosfos. He has the two dinim like Tosfos. What are the two dinim? There is one, A, then A is, this is the real shot, is that there's a certain formal hefza needs every line. B is that Divrei Torah, no matter where they are, even if they're in a letter about Zimra and about Masira and about traveling to learn Torah, they need the top line. What?
I just want to further embarrass myself. This is where I assume you're going, but then that means it's a Havamina that a Megillah is not different Torah.
Yes, that's exactly what I told you that I said at the end of last year that you didn't listen to.
I'm
okay. And now I said it again without words, and you also didn't listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we're all
whether I try to say it with words or to say it without words, you don't listen. Okay. Now you have no choice. Okay. Now, what is the Orchid Chaim going to say? He is going to combine Tosfos and the Grizz. Meaning the Grizz is saying in the Rambam, who doesn't have Tosfos has two levels. And Tosfos has two levels, but doesn't have the Grizz. But he's going to combine Tosfos and the Grizz. Basically, the Yesod of the Grizz combined with the two dinim of Tosfos. What are the two dinim of Tosfos? The formal Hefta that needs every line, and some words of Torah that need one line. What's the Yesod of the Grizz? The Yesod of the Grizz, without Tzveidinim, he's in the Rambam, who doesn't have Tzveidinim in this sense. The Yesod of the Grizz is that the Megillah is not a din in the formal heft of Megillah. It's a din in the kedusha of the words and the content. So if you combine these two things, then you get exactly the Orchid Chaim. Here you have Mezuzah and Sefer Torah. Here you have any three words or four words. I'm not getting into that now. Any three words and Megillah. Meaning, what's the Chiddush of Megillah? The Chiddush of Megillah is not that the formal chefza needs to have a certain formal tzura. No, that would be learned from Sefer and Igeris, and we don't learn that from Sefer or Igeris. The Chiddush of Megillah is that the words are holy, and Liad keeps asking me, is there a Havmin of the words of the Megillah aren't holy?
Yeah.
And I will say, yes and yes, Avadin is a Havmin of the words of the Megillah aren't holy. After all,
There's a machlokas in the Gemara. There's a machlokas in the Gemara Megillah whether Esther is canonized as part of Tanakh or not. Is it Matamasi Adayim? There's a machlokas whether Esther is Baruch HaKodesh Nemar or not. All Ksuvim are Baruch HaKodesh. Maybe Esther wasn't Baruch HaKodesh. There's a machlokas whether Esther is Nitna Likasev or not. Whether you're allowed to write Esther or not. Okay? And according to some Rishonim, that means that there's a machlokas whether you say it bal peh or you should actually write it down. Meaning, it is clear that it's not, that there is a strong havamina that the words of the Megillah aren't really holy like words of Tanakh. That it's just, I don't mean to say that Megillah is unimportant. But there's a havamina that Megillah is just a secular history book. It's a secular history book that when we look at the secular history, we are give shevach v'odah to the borei olam that it worked out so nicely for us, right? But that doesn't mean, you know, what if I would bring you Paul Johnson's History of the Jews? Right? Okay. What if I bring you? I can bring you a lot of books that when we read that book, we give shevach v'odah to the borei olam because by the time we get to that book, we say it can't be coincidence. It's amazing this happened. It's clearly hashgacha pratis, clearly nisan uflaos of Hashem. That doesn't mean that the book is holy. So there is a strong havamina. And to prove it to you, the Yerushalmi darshins, the Yerushalmi learned from the Rishon Ba'emes, that nitnali darsh, you can darshin sukkim from Megillah. Liab will tell me, what, there's a havamina you couldn't darshin sukkim from Megillah? All of Rishas, they darshin sukkim from the other 23 books, right? No one had a havamina you couldn't darshin from Koheles. No one had a, or, without getting that one, no one had a havamina you couldn't darshin. No one had a havamina you couldn't darshin from Tehillim. No one had a havmin you couldn't darshan from Eov. No one had a havmin you couldn't darshan from Divrei Yomim. Why do you mean? Why do you show me a havmin you can't darshan from Megillah? Obviously, there's a havmin. Again, no one has a havmin in Megillah is unimportant. Everyone knows you have to say over the Megillah unimportant. Everyone knows it's a tremendous shevach v'odah of the borei olam. That doesn't mean the text is holy. That might just mean that it's a good way to do a mitzvah of persumei nisa. By reading a secular book that has Persumei Nisa in it. It's not a bad idea at all. I'd make everyone read Paul Johnson's History of the Jews. It's a total secular book with no God, with no anything, whatever. Yeah, by the time you get through it, you're very impressed that the Jewish people are around and what's happened to them in the last couple thousand years, or any of these other books, and without even getting into Apocrypha. So that's what I'm claiming to Liad. What I'm claiming is that the Chiddush, according to the Grizz, according to the Grizz, the Chiddush of the Drasha is that the words are holy. Nothing to do with the formal Chefza. According to Tosfos, holy words need the top line, and certain formal Cheftzas, even though there's a Bachlokas, which formal Cheftzas need every line. You put those two together, and you get exactly the Orchas Chaim. All he did was put Tosfos together with the Grizz, and says the Chiddush of Megillah is that the words are holy, and then it's just as much as the Chiddush of Megillah is that it's as holy as Vayitnu Sayyel Bezona, Vayyaldo Machru, Vayayin Vayishtu, which is a Chiddush because you might have thought it was a secular book.
Just third time's charm. But structurally, it seems very difficult to say there's a question whether or not we should have canonized Megillah and given it the Kedusha of being a Sefer, and Arai is a Drasha from Megillah. And we don't know if there's Kedusha to Megillah, so let's look at the Sukkim of Megillah and Darshan them to tell us
if there's Kedusha to Megillah. We Darshan from Divrei Shalom Ba'emes that Megillah is Nitnali Darsh. So, is that a Kasha Amir, or are you asking Kasha Yerushalmi? Have you darshan from Megillah? Isn't it really darshan?
Well, that's a separate question.
Okay.
The Kedusha itself and the canonization itself.
You can do it. How can you darshan that is not really darsh? Isn't that circular?
Okay, maybe.
So the answer is whatever you answer for them, you'll answer for me. Fine. Okay. Yes.
Do you need tirtut on the first line in the whole Megillah or on each?
I assume each page. Each column. I'm sure each column. Okay, Viter. So much for the Orchas Chaim. Now, let's just get back to where I said we were going to summarize when it comes.
Before you do the Orchas Chaim, the last line, I think, requires us to know. Peter Rishon Nasim, he said that the Shita Shnia, the Shnia Mishlishi.
Isn't that what Tosa says? Tosa says it's not about Megillah. Okay.
So basically, he's not saying that you don't need Sirtu to not. The first line functions as beginning of Sirtut, and the other one, each line comes as a Sirtut for the other, for the lines that come after.
Okay, maybe Tosa and Ardaf does not say that explicitly. Okay, you're right. It's not that he says you don't need Sirtut for every line. He says Sirtut for the top line counts as Sirtut for every line. But my point still stands. Fair enough. Correct. Okay, fair enough. Right, it's not that he said you don't need Sirtut for every line, just that Sirtut for every line counts for the whole page, for the top line counts for the whole page, as opposed to Sefer Torah, where we need Sirtut Mamash for every line. Okay, let's just conjure for one moment and ask ourselves.
I mean, it's basically saying that there are two elements in Sirtut. One is the aesthetic element that the concept has to be written in the second.
Okay.
Another is that there's a halacha of Sirtut.
Okay, good. What Abe is saying, he's getting a little ahead of me, but maybe I should also have gotten ahead of myself. I try to. You should know, I'll be very honest with you. I try to take responsibility that all the svaras I say in Shir are true. The order which I say things in Shir, if someone would come to me and say, it would have been better for you to say it in a different order, it's possible. Okay, Abe's going a little different order. What Abe's pointing out here is that these Tzvedinim for the Orchas Chaim, and really, perhaps, for Tosos, what's the base of these Tzvedinim? What the din of the top line is?
Aesthetic.
Is aesthetic. After all, if the top line's straight, then the second line will be straight, the third line will be straight, the fourth line will be straight. It's not that we don't care about the other lines. But so why in Sefer Torah for the Orchas Chaim, or at least mezuzah for Tosu, you need every line?
That's a halacha.
That's a formal halacha. Okay, so what he's pointing out is that the Sfeidina might be for two different reasons. Let me come back to that in a moment. First, let's ask, is there one din or tzvei dinim of sirtut? Again, I'm not dealing with the steer and the Rambam now about three words. Let's put that on the back burner for now. Between, where are the two sugyas of sirtut and shas? Let's just call it between menachos slash megillah, or menachos and gittin, right? Menachos meaning sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah, whichever side sefer Torah goes on. And Gittin, and according to everyone but the Orchas Chaim, Gittin goes with Menachos. Megillah goes with Menachos, right? So, Menachos and Megillah, except for Lefi the Orchas Chaim, right? Because the Orchas Chaim clearly says Megillah is like Gittin, you only need the top line. But everyone else. Versus Gittin. And Yevamos, for that matter, right? Because remember what we saw in Yevamos is that Marzutra or someone was misartate the Get Chalitza, right? When he wrote the shtar that a woman had Chalitza, he had to write everything they did. And he said, and we read her and made her say how does it start? And he would do sirtut. Okay, so is this one din or two din? One or two din? This has to do with, sorry, should have kept the board, but other people need to give shear in between. This has to do with the question that everyone asked, right? Why do you need halach moshe sinai for mezuzah if you already have the din gittin of every three words? Why does tefillah not need if you already have every three words? This lechora depends on how you answer that question. So, for example, the Ramban and the Ritva and the Meiri they say, no, there's only one din. What's the one din? Anything that's not mechupin needs sirtut, right? One din, whatever's not mechupin needs sirtut, right? Anything intended for reading needs sirtut. Oh, why does mezuzah need and sefer Torah need and three words and one time in an ephemeral letter need and tefillah not? It depends if it's needed for reading or not. But they get it all into one din. As opposed to Tosos, right? We have these answers on the board. Tosos clearly says there are two dinim. What are the two dinim? Tosos says there are two dinim. The one is, now, the Rav's going to have an opposite analysis of the one that's opposed to two dinim of Abe. But I don't know who's right. One din is all Dibrei Torah, which is only the Shura El Yonah, and the second din is Mezuzah, and you could have added Sefer Torah if you had so desired, right? Wouldn't have been crazy to add Sefer Torah if you so desired. Tosos happened to not add Sefer Torah. It could be that some of the Rishonim who agree with Tosos would add Sefer Torah. Like, for example, here it's a little tricky. For some reason, the Rashba here, there are all these footnotes that something's in the Nidfas that's not in the... okay. Not clear. Okay. Could have added sacred term, mezuzah. Sorry, I'm just going to switch my markers that everyone had made because I need new ones. Could also say sefer Torah, but those things just mezuzah. Call shura the shura. Right, Tosas kulia sveidinim. I know I haven't explained what the base of the sveidinim is yet. Let's take some of the other answers we saw. Right, we saw five answers. I think we put five answers on the board, if I'm not mistaken. Even though the truth is, okay, Kiva Eger really has a six, but that's good enough for now. Who else did we put on the board? The Ramban and the Rashba, right? The Ramban and the Rashba, they also hold it's one din. What does it mean? Everything needs sirtut, except for, I said it switched, tefillin al pi halacha l'moshe misinai. Right, that's one din. Everything needs sirtut except for tefillin based on halacha l'moshe misinai. That's one din. We also saw the Me'iri b'shem, this fasting yesh omer, which the Rav makes a deal out of. The Me'iri b'shem yesh omer. He clearly has two dinim. What does he say? He says, you know why tefillin doesn't need? Because our sugya is only for nichtav shalovim komo. Our sugya is only for words of Torah that are written not in a place of kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore, our sugya doesn't apply to tefillin, right? It says, if every three words needs, why doesn't tefillin need? Because every three words only needs if it's written shalovim komo, to remind you that it's kodesh. But tefillin is written bimkomo. It's a full chalos tefillin, so it doesn't need. Then you ask, so why does mezuzah need? Why does Megillah need? Why does Sefer Torah need, if we assume Sefer Torah needs, right? Like most Rishonim. So the answer is going to be, that's not because it's Shalom Komo like ours. That's a different din, right? So there are going to be here two dinim. One din is going to be Gimel Tevos Shalom Komo. There's one din you need specifically because it's Shalom Komo, right? Because it is shalobim komo. Okay, but if that's one din that can't explain mezuzah and megillah and sefer Torah, there's another din that mezuzah, megillah, this sefer Torah, and this is going to be based on halacha l'moshe misinai, right? Say Xeris HaKosov. But you can't say it's one din, because that's been called. The whole point is that our din is specifically because it's written in the wrong, not in the wrong place, I don't mean evil, wrong, halakhically wrong place. It's written not B'Kedusha, so you need to have special simon. That's written B'Kedusha, that's a different din. How about the Rambam?
One or two.
How about the Rambam? So here, what would you have said in the Rambam? What would you have said in the Rambam? Going back to the answer, this is all on board last time, of the kasher from tefillin. What would you have said in the Rambam? One din or two dinim? How did the Rambam explain why tefillin doesn't need sirtut? Because mechupin, that's exactly like the Ramban and the Ritva and the Meiri. The Rambam, I would have said the Rambam's one din. Right? I would have said, seems to me, Rania's daiti, it's one din. And it's exactly this shita. Yeah, whatever's intended for reading needs sirtut, whether it's three words, whether it's a whole mezuzah, whether it's a whole megillah, whether it's a whole sefer Torah, and that's halacha moshe misinai. Means the halacha moshe misinai mezuzah is the same as our Gemara getting. Everything, won't every Torah need sirtut? Okay, or maybe you could say midrash rabbanan, they extended it to our sugya, like the Meiri might imply. But it's all one day. But the Kesef Mishnah says differently. What does the Kesef Mishnah say? He says, why doesn't tefillin need if every three words need? I would have answered, because it's mechupin. He apparently thinks there are two dinim, right? The Kesef Mishnah, this bothered maybe eight last time, lefi Kesef Mishnah, there are two dinim. How do I know there's two dinim? Because if there was one din, how could he ask why tefillin doesn't need? The Rambam already said it doesn't need because it's mechupin. Why do you need two reasons tefillin doesn't need? One, it's mechupin. Number two, it only doesn't need if you have the three words on each line. Because they're obviously two dinim. One din is any four words on one line need sirtut. And then you ask, why doesn't tefillin need sirtut? It must be there's only three words on the line, otherwise it wouldn't. Very weird okimta for tefillin ain't sirtut sirtut. Right? Second din is that kisvei hakodesh mamish, meaning real kisvei hakodesh, right? Svarim, tefillin, mezuzahs need sirtut if they are for reading. And that's when you ask the Kesef Mishnah, how could he say, tefillin would need if it had four words? It only doesn't need because it's three words on a line. Weirdo kinta. Why didn't you just say tefillin doesn't need because of b'chupin? Obviously the Kesef Mishnah understood. Now, you could tell me you don't think the Kesef Mishnah is right. I also don't think the Kesef Mishnah is right. Maybe the Kesef Mishnah doesn't think I'm right. He's smarter than I am. But it doesn't matter. Lemaisa, it doesn't seem to us, we don't see the attraction of the Kesef Mishnah. Why didn't the Kesef Mishnah say it's one din? Everything that's readable needs sirtut. Whether it's four words or whether it's a whole Tanakh. And only tefillin doesn't need sirtut. He somehow thought there were two dinim. There's one din of real books and halos kisvei hakodesh. That readable ones need sirtut, unreadable ones don't. There's another din that every four words need sirtut, whether it's readable or not. How did he know that? I don't know. And then he says, so why doesn't tefillin need sirtut because of the din of gittin? He makes this weird okimta. Okay. I'm not attracted to the Kesef Mishnah. Someone prop open the window because it's very warm. I'm not attracted to the Kesef Mishnah, but that's what he holds. Okay, now I just want to point out one other thing, and then we will try to delve a little deeper, which is the interesting sheet of Rashi. Let me ask you the following question. Does a get need sirtut or not? Does a get need sirtut? So we saw it was someplace on the sheet, right? Says the Beis Yosef, he makes a nice summary. And the Sefer HaTruma says you need to recite, get needs sirtut. Sefer HaTruma says a get needs sirtut. Sefer HaTruma, Baruch of Worms of Gemaiza, Talmud of the Ri says, also, if you look, for example, in the Rush here, I don't know if I'm going to find it. I don't want to spend a lot of time. The Rush has a Seder Ksivas HaGet. At the end of the Masechet, he has a Seder HaGet, meaning handbook of how to write a get. Like, it's very nice he wrote a Rush in the Homo Sechens Gittin. A guy wants to sit down and write a get. It's not helpful for him to have the Rush in the Homo Sechens Gittin. He wants an art scroll handbook. So the Rush, every Rishon wrote an art scroll handbook how to write a get. And what does he say? He says, dot, 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 dot. V'yassarte bo shnei maser shitos kaminyan get. And he should do sirtut. Okay. The Rush in the, at the end of the Rush, Seder Ksivas HaGet in the middle, I mean, like, when he's almost up to writing, right? It's the very last thing before writing, says you have to do sirtut on a get. So the Rush, the Sefer HaTruma, and others say you have to do sirtut on a get. He quotes it as Rashba, who says absolutely not. Here it's interesting. Yeah, it says absolutely not. He says, after all, you can write a get on the hand of an Eved. What do you think? You do sirtut on the hand of an Eved? I don't know. I'm not so convinced by this. Meaning, Mela, the Gemara wasn't talking about a normal thing. It was some weird theoretical case. Like, whoever's crazy enough to write the get on the Yad Shel Eved, you know what? Could also do sirtut on the Yad Shel Eved. Not to mention the fact that the Gemara says, what about the fact that you might need Ksav Sheni Yochel his diet? Says, fine, he tattooed the get on the hand of an Eved. If you're willing to tattoo the get on the hand of the Eved, it's not that much weirder to do sirtut. But whatever. Anyway, but what does it say? He says you only need sirtut for ksiva tama, but get ain't treating ksiva tama. Interestingly, why do you need sirtut, says the Rashba? You need sirtut for ksiva tama to make it look nice, to make the writing nice. And then get, there's no requirement of ksiva tama. Okay, so the Rashba and also the Rambam, right? You're not allowed to make an argument from silence in everyone, right? You can't make an argument from silence, say, if I know the Rashbam La Torah didn't say something, you must not hold that way. You can't even make an argument from silence on the Raivitz Hasagos. Right? I'm a sower from the Achronim. You can't make an argument from silence that the Rashba wasn't Masik. But you can make an argument from silence on the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. The Rambam Mishnah Torah was a complete code of all of halacha. The Rambam never writes that get nisirtot. Okay, the Rambam never writes that get nisirtot. That is a valid argument from silence. He should have told us. The Rush told us. Why couldn't the Rambam have told us? So it seems to be basically Rishonei Sfarad hold the get doesn't need sirtut. Many Rishonei Ashkenaz hold the get does need sirtut. We have this machlokus. Where did the Rishonei Ashkenaz get this idea that a get needs sirtut? So where did why would they get the idea that a get needs sirtut? Like Mehemki Tasi. Look, sirtut imasek is getting, but not about a get, right? I mean, Davka imasek is getting, you have sirtut about people sending letters about various random issues that have nothing to do with getting. Where'd they get the idea from? Because it says Sefer Krisos, right? Now the truth is, okay, they could put together other rashes that I haven't put here. Also, Sefer Krisos, and specifically, which Rishon would they be based on, who didn't talk, who never explicitly said whether or not a get needs sirtut, but who's pretty explicit that a get would need sirtut. Which Rishon is pretty explicit that a get would need sirtut? Who's the first Rishon who you're convinced holds that a get needs sirtut?
When Rashi and Sota says that a din of a sefer is
going to
require
a sefer. What does Rashi say in Sota? Rashi says give me a second. Says Rashi in Sota. I don't think it's only in Sota, but let's just find this Rashi. Here it is. It's the last Rashi told you Zion Beis. B'sefer Amar Rachmana. Now, someone tell me, if I asked you, I gave you a pop quiz on the Nachos, Halacha Moshe Misinai, that blank needs Sirta. What would you answer me based on what it says in Shas? Mezuzah needs Sirta. What does Rashi say? Halacha Moshe Misinai, Shas Sparim Tzikum Sirta. Apparently, it's not Halacha Moshe Misinai, Mezuzah needs Sirta. Halacha Moshe Misinai, a Sefer needs Sirta. And then there's also Halacha Moshe Misinai that compares a Mezuzah to a Sefer. Right, tefillin's not compared to a sefer. Mezuzah is fine. Sfarim needs sirtut. That's also meduyik in Rashi and Megillah. It's also meduyik in Rashi in Megillah, because okay, there's some other Rashi's also, but I don't want to get into nitpicking. Rashi Megillah says, especially compared to the Rambam. The Rambam says Megillah needs sirtut like the Torah Atzma. What does Rashi say in Megillah? If I find the Rashi in Megillah, Rashi says Mezuzah needs sirtut, but here it's not a strong deal. Just once you put it together with the other one, it works well. From here, I wouldn't have built anything. What does Rashi say here? In Megillah. One second, let me just find it. Find the right duff. What duff is this? What? Oh, yeah, but I was in the Sefer Tinus. That would not have been helpful. This is much better. Kisefer Torah Atzmo. Notice, the Rambam says Torah Atzmo. Rashi says Sefer Torah Atzmo. Oh yeah, I wouldn't have made a big deal, Rashi, when I say for Torah. Everyone says the word Sefer Torah. But you put that together, the Rashi, and in Sota Rashi clearly thinks Sfarim needs Sirtut. Nirlani is Daiti. Why did many Rishoni Ashkenaz have this Masorah that a get needs Sirtut, which doesn't appear anywhere in Shas? Because if you are Rishoni Ashkenaz, your Shas is not just the words of the Tanaim and Amoraim. Your Shas is Shas plus Rashi. Right? And it says so in Rashi. Halacha Moshe Misinai, that Sfarim needs Sirtut. Now, I understand you're making a leap there. Right? But a get is clearly a Sefer, as it says, because of a Sefer Krisos. Okay, I can't prove to you that it's based on Rashi. But, you know, if now here, this is a big Kiddush. Until now, I might have said, in the Rambam, how did the Rambam describe what needs Sirtut? Kisvei HaKodesh. Right? The Rambam say, all Kisvei HaKodesh need Sirtut. Right? And that's the impression you get from the Rashba also. Basically, the Gaonim say, Mishum Kedusha. The Ramban here quotes the Gaonim, Mishum Kedusha. We would have thought Sirtut has to do with Kedusha. Now you could ask, the formal Chetz of the Sifrei Tanakh, or the content or the words of Tanakh, you know, get into that grizz. But we would have thought this was specifically a law, a rule about the Kedusha of Tanakh. We never heard it outside of Tanakh. Basically, we also find, according to Rashi's Pshat and Tosfos Pshat in the Gemara in Sota, it also applies to Megillah Sota. Megillah Sota is also words of Chumash, right? We never find in Shas Sirtut, but any words that are not found in the Tanakh. But, based on Rashi, who says the word Sefer, we could then conclude that, that we can then conclude that, one sec, you know what, give me a second, I want to tell you another Rashi if I can. Yeah. Let me just tell you one more Rashi. Rashi. Apologize. In Menachos. Give me half a second. I think it's. I apologize for losing track of this Rashi, but I think it's worth pointing out. I'm looking for the Rashi in Menachos. There's a Rashi in Menachos who says, yeah, here it is. Yeah. Kasva Igeres, talking about a Megillah, if you write, it like an Igeres, so he says, without Sirtut and without Dikduk B'chasiros V'yaseros. Right, without Sirtut, you're not makbid on the vobs and the yods of the vowels. It's possible because you ksiva ksiva, uksav tma mezuzos, the kasav la sefer krisos. Inam iksov zosikarim ba-sefer, ma sefer boi dikduk, ha mezuzo boi dikduk. Meaning, how does he know mezuzah needs Sirtut and Dikduk B'chasiros V'yaseros? From Ksiva Sefer, from Sefer, because the Ikra didn't in Sefer, it just transferred to Mezuzah. What's the halacha Moshe Sinai if it's Ksiva Ksiva? Halacha Moshe Sinai is that the Mezuzah needs it. That's Gzera Shava. The halacha Moshe Sinai is that a Sefer needs it, right? Meaning the Rashi would read the Gemara differently. Everyone else says halacha Moshe Sinai, Mezuzah needs Sirtut. And then the whole question is halacha Moshe Sinai is only Mezuzah? Mezuzah and Sefer Torah? Mezuzah and Sefer Torah and all words of Torah, even in a letter? But it's all about the Torah. It's all about the Kedushas Tanakh. For Rashi, no. Mezuzah needs Sirtut because of Ksiva Ksiva. So what's the halacha Moshe Sinai? Halacha Moshe Sinai that a Sefer needs Sirtut. Because either Ksiva Ksiva Makasav was Sefer or from Ksov Zosikarim was Sefer. The halacha Moshe Sinai is for Sefer. And Rashi is very explicit. Some of the Achronim deal with maybe here is from Chaseris or Yaseris, but the Pashup Shot in Rashi is that he says Sefer includes two things. You have to be Medaktik in the Yud and the Vavs, the Chaseris or Yaseris. And you have to have Sirtut. And it's obvious that you need it by a get and a Sefer Torah, right? So Zosi Karma Sefer, Sefer Torah. And Kosla Sefer Krisos, those are called Sefer. And you have Xerah Shava to extend it to Mezuzah. But here Rashi is most explicit, right? That he says, again, Mezuzah's puzzle, if you write without Dikduk and without Sirtut. Why? Because we learn Xerah Shava from get or from Sefer Torah. Well, at least one of two possibilities in Rashi is explicit that a get would need Sirta.
Where's that Rashi again?
Lamed Beis and Beis and Menachos. I think it was on the Koshit.
Yes, sir.
Rashi. So basically, according to Rashi and the Rishoni Ashkenaz, get needs Sirta, and that is a totally different way of looking at the Makor, of looking at the Halacha Moshe Sinai. If it would only be Halacha Moshe Sinai about Mezuzah, Mehech Tesi Get. No, it's Halacha Moshe Sinai about Sfari. A Sefer needs Sirta. Now, even if a Sefer needs Sirta, whether a get is called a sefer, we'll see, is a big deal in the Tanaim. Maybe it doesn't mean sefer krisos, it means sfiras devarim of krisos, but at the very least, the pashup shot, it's called a sefer. So, first of all, this is just its own inyan. Is this have to do with the whole idea of halacha l'moshe misinai, that mezuzah tzricha sirtut? Basically, Rov Rishonim would say it's a din in Kisvei HaKodesh. Okay, then you have to figure out what to extend it to, right? Is it only Mezuzah? Mezuzah and Sefer Torah? Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, obviously Megillah comes to a Hekesh. Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, and any words in a letter, or is that a separate din? Okay, but Rashi is very clear. Rashi says, no, it's a Halacha Moshe Sinai. This sefer sarech sirtut, and there's nothing with kedusha. A get's not kadosh. Again, I mean, it's part of a mitzvah. You know, maybe you could say tashmishe mitzvah or something, right? But tashmishe mitzvah is rugged, right? A get's not kadosh, right? You can throw again in the garbage. You can throw again in the garbage. The
what's it did?
It has no psukim in it. Unlike the Yevamos, we don't write any psukim in a get. Do we write any psukim in a get? I'm pretty sure we don't write any psukim in a get whatsoever. No psukim whatsoever in a get. Not even one word. I mean, stomach. There's a word at, and at is in the Torah. You know, but that doesn't count. There's a word b'chol. B'chol is in the Torah. But you know what I mean. Adam. But that doesn't count as writing words in the Torah, right? This Hebrew vocabulary, right? Rather, it is a din in Sefer. The big nafkamina is get. The big nafkamina of this question is get. Rashi, Sefer Truma, the Rush, and you can add other Rishonei Ashkenaz versus the Rashba, the Stimus Harambam, you can add other Rishonei Sfarad. Right? I'm not saying all Rishonei Ashkenaz necessarily. Obviously, Tosos would not jump on this bandwagon because Tosos thinks Sefer Torah doesn't need Sirtut. Like, you know, on every line, even though it's a Sefer. Right? So obviously not all. Tosos never said it get needs Sirtut. But it's some Rishonei Ashkenaz. Right? So this is Rashi and Miktas Rishonei Ashkenaz versus Rishonei Sfarad. I'm pretty sure that Tosos would not agree, because like, Tosos can't say it's a din Sefer. He thinks Sefer Torah doesn't need.
So what would the Chachmei Sfarad say is the requirement of Sefer by Megillat Sota?
So hold that thought. So good question. So what about Megillat Sota? So here. Okay. Just Chaim, it's all in the Masifta. I apologize that it's a bit of a mess, but follow. Nafkamina 1 is get. Nafkamina 2 is Megillah Sota. Who says that Megillah Sota needs Sirtut? Who said Megillah Sota needs Sirtut? Who's the first one who said that? Rashi. Why? Because it has to be a Sefer, not a Megaris. For Rashi, that's what a Sefer is all about. But who says? Maybe Sefer means something else. Guess who never says Megillah Sota needs Sirtut? The Rambam never says Megillah Sota needs Sirtut. Most Rishonim don't comment. Why do most Rishonim not comment on this? And because they didn't write on Masechah Sota. So it's hard to tell. Not everyone wrote on Masechah Sota, so we're not sure what everyone holds. But it's not so pashut, right? What about Megillah Sota? But here I'd say it's a Momay Nafkamina, because Megillah Sota happens to be called a Sefer, but it also happens to be Psukim, right? Megillah Sota is also Psukim. So, what I would say is this, is if it's a din in Sefer, then you need Sirtut. And that is Rashi. If it's a din in Kisvei HaKodesh, then could need or could not need. I mean, you could say it needs, Tosos assume, or you could say it doesn't need. After all, maybe only Kisvei HaKodesh that are going to be read need, and here you're not going to read it, you're going to erase it. You know, maybe only, Vechulei. Okay, so you can go either way. Lemaisa, the Gemara is not clear. Everyone thinks there's a Gemara that says Megillah Sota needs Sirtut, but there's no such Gemara at all. That's only the way Rashi interprets the Gemara, and some Rishonim follow him. The Rambam leaves it out, and we have no idea what most Rishonim hold.
So, what would be the alternative to saying, what are the requirements of Sefer other than Sirtut?
And maybe Diktuk v'chaseros v'yaseros. That's what some people suggest. Some of the Achronim suggest Diktuk v'chaseros v'yaseros.
Maybe for the
Rambam,
Megillah Sota is all filling, since it's the like
correct. Since correct. No, and I'm going to come back to that, and we're going to come back to that. Okay, I found the same thing. I found the same thing in other Achronim also. Okay, but we'll come back to that. Now, so what I just want to point out is that Lefi Rashi, there have to be Tzvei Dinim of Sirtut. Why? Because there's one Dinim Sefer, but how about our Gemara? Our Gemara is not a Dinim Sefer. What are you going to say? That when you wrote four words in a letter, that's a Chalo Sefer? It's not a Chalo Sefer. So lechor for Rashi, there have to be two din and sirtut. One din of Sefer needs sirtut, and the other din that did write Torah needs sirtut. So lechora, according to this, one thing you just have to add with this chakir of Sefer versus Kisvei HaKodesh is that, and then we'll have to get ourselves a new board, even though we're going to need to use everything on this board, is that
L'chora Sarach Lomar Lefi Rashi D'yeshan Beis Dinen Din Sefer, and that is the Gemara in Sota and Menachos and Megillah. The Din Divrei Torah, and that is the Gemara in Gittin and Yevamos,
which is, Kart say it's a sefer. What do you tell? When Rav Elazar writes a letter to Mar Ukva, that's a sefer? No, that's not a sefer. It must be a different rule of Divrei Torah, which is not the halacha Moshe Vizina I described in the rest of Shas. So even though Rashi doesn't have the Svei Dinim with Tosos, it could be Rashi also has the Svei Dinim. Either that, or you have to say that in our sugya it's a halo sefer. That seems to be a little hard. Okay, now we're ready to just delve a little deeper after Tzvi and Abe.
Don't you?
What's the makor for? What would be the makor for Rashi's second din?
I don't know. Maybe it's a rabbanon.
Isn't that Rabbi Yitzchak? Just simple Rabbi Yitzchak.
Yeah, but what's the makor for Rabbi Yitzchak? Maybe it's a rabbanon.
Oh. And just also within Rashi, it seems a little bit funny that Rashi's using sefer to explain the new drasha of Kamita Shel Torah, which was, I guess that's like turning the rabbanon question on its head. The Ramban said, "Why, if we're going to learn from sefer, why do I need to mention Shel Torah?"
No, so Rashi, maybe Rashi will answer. It's called a sefer and an igeres. So we need Tamitz Shel Torah to compare it to sefer and not to igeres. Even though we're still a little befuddled, like how do we know it's looking in serpent? Okay, but I'm saying he basically, if the Ramban said it, must not be crazy, and that would
it.
Yeah, I have a problem with Ramban's answer, but if the Ramban gave the answer, then. Yeah, worth something.
The other Rishonim that hold that Rashi, they get meat sirtut. Do they mention the limud of Rashi?
No.
They don't mention any?
No, they just say get meat sirtut. Now, just to be fair, any Rishon, if you know anything about Hilchas Gittin, any Rishon who says get meat sirtut doesn't necessarily mean they're sure that's the right lundus. It means they think there's a 1% chance that that's correct, because that's how Hilchos Gittin works. Whatever has a 1% chance of being correct, we're machmer for, because of Chumrei Deishes. So I can't promise you the Rush agreed me'ikra did with Rashi, the Sefer True agreed me'ikra did with Rashi. Maybe they're just saying, l'maisa, we're machmer for all the Chumrei and Gittin. But at the very least. But it doesn't matter. L'maisa, they possibly like it. Okay, now, yes, please get the word. Now, obviously, the question we've been asking the whole time is, what is the whole point of Sirtut? Right? And we've seen, three possibilities, or one very clear possibility is what the Ramban and the Ritva and the Meiri say. They say it is to make it easy, to make the writing straight so it will be easy to read. To make the writing straight so it will be easy to read. Meaning, it's to make the ksiva clearer. It's a way to write clearly. That's one possibility. But you could also say, no, it's not a way to write clearly. It's just a formal Xeris HaKasuv that, you know, different Cheftzah need different fancy things of Xeris HaKasuv. It's just a formal Tzura of this Cheftzah needs Ksiva, Xeris HaKasuv. I don't have to tell you more. I mean, maybe it's not a Din the Ksiva. It's just a Din the Cheftzah. It's not a Din the Ksiva. It's just a Din that you need Sertot. Or a third possibility, which that strange Yesh Omer M'Iri, who said, if you're willing to make it Svei Dinim and say that the Din in Gittin is only when it's written Shalobim Komo, it's this reminder to remind us that it's Kadosh, even though it might look like it's Divrei Chol. All right? So it could be a reminder. Now, let's just...
What about Rashi? The definition of the
Sefer. Right, okay, I put that with a formal Xeris HaKasuv, just a formal...
No, a Sefer is straight. A letter is like...
Actually, just to be fair, no. With Rashi, I'm not committing myself. You could say it's a Sefer, and Sefer al pi halacha moshvin, I just need Sirtut. Or you say, no, a Sefer needs to be written straight. That's what makes it a Sefer, not Stam not Stam a Kuntras. Okay, so let me just ask this following question. And I think the main hakir is going to be, is it helping the ksiva, or is it an independent din? So if you ask, what is the point of sirtut? What is the kiyum of sirtut? One possibility could be to enhance the ksiva and make the ksiva straight. Perhaps it's a way to enhance the ksiva. Or you could say, no, it's a separate formal requirement, right? No, it is an independent formal requirement. It's not for enhancing the ksiva. It's an independent formal requirement. You could even go so far as say this, the Yeshomer and the Meiri, which we know the Rub also makes a very big deal of, right? You could say, although this will only work for getting via bubbles, right? Meaning you can't say this is a general din. This could only be a din in our Gemara, but you could say, like the Yeshom and the Meiri, which is a more Kiddush, it is it's just a reminder that it is Kadosh, even though its context is Chol. Okay, now, what, someone tell me, first of all, who holds these different studim? So who holds the tzad of this enhancing ksiva to make it straight? What did we just quote? The Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Meiri himself. Not the Yeshomer, the Meiri. The Meiri rejects this Yeshomer, right? They're not supposed to work together. Who holds that it's... Yeah, it's hard to tell. It's hard to say who holds. It's just a formal tzura, and not to make the writing straight. It's hard to commit ourselves right now. What does the Rub say? What did the Rub say in the Das Tosos is? What did the Rub say in the Das of Tosos? Which is the opposite of what Abe said. Tosos says Svei Dinim, right? There's one din of Gittin Yivamos for any four words, which includes Tefillin, and even say for Torah. And there's another din for Mezuzah and Megillah. What does the Rub say for Tosos? What are those Svei Dinim? So the Rub says that, very clearly, he says, remember how Tosos says, you know what, for Sefer Torah, if the sofer's not so skilled, then Zekhili and Beyu, it's worth doing search in every line, like, you know, as just an optional thing. So the Rav took that line there. If it says the Rav, this is Tosfos, the din of Menachos. The din of Menachos and Megillah, according to the Rav, he says, that din is to make it look nice. And the din of our sugya, says the Rav, Tosos in Gittin and Yevamos, means Seidinim, the Rav says that is to remind you that it's Kadosh, even though it's written in a secular context. So the Rav says, what are the Seidinim? We had a lot of Seidinims out there. Just because we have Seidinim doesn't mean we know one din is one side of the Chakir, the other din is the other side of the Chakir. Maybe they're both the same side of the Chakir, just two levels. Maybe we have no way of proving. The Rav, I don't know if he proved, but the Rav assumed that Svei Din of Tosfos, neither one was just the Stam Zeres HaKasuv, the Stam formality. The Rav says, one din was to make the writing straight, that's in Tefillin and Mezuzah, and the other din of just the top line, what's the point of just the top line? Oh, just to show that it's special. Abe wanted to say differently in Tosfos. Meaning, if you assume there's a top line, and let's just sirtut bechol shura lefi the rub, and here is Tosfos sirtut b'shura el yona according to the rub. Means the rub says, why does Tosfos say dinim one din on the top line and one din on all the lines? The din on the top line is just to show that it's special. Not the Yeshomer and the Meiri. The din on every line, that is to make it written beautiful writing, so that it'll be perfectly straight, perfectly clear, beautiful writing. Abe wants to say a different varden that's Svei Dinim of every line versus the top line. Right? Abe wants to say, right? The not the grids, but the what? Okay, based on the Orchestrion, and the truth is, most in some places also sounds this way. So we'll call it Tosfos in general. But what did Abe want to say? Abe wanted to say differently. He wanted to say, no, this is Tosfos. Abe wanted to say, Tosfos, Menachos, Umegillah, Sirtot, Bechol Shura, Lefi, Abe. And I mean, he didn't like the Rav. He didn't want to say Tosfos held to this din of making it reminding you of its Kaddish in a whole context. No. One din is a formal din. A formal din of a certain special sefer or a certain special chetza, that needs every line to make it a very special chetza. Ah, well, all Divrei Torah, Tosfos, Sirtot, Bishura, Elyona, Lefi Eid. All Divrei Torah. Well, and in the end, we'll see that there's a big attraction to. There's a big attraction to saying Abe's Pshat, actually, even though he's against the Rav. He's saying that no, every line is to be formal. The top line is to make it look nice. How did the top line make it look nice? The Rav said the top line is just a siman bialba. No, the top one makes it look nice based on what we saw in the Orchas Chaim. He keeps saying Orchas Chaim. I keep saying don't say Orchas Chaim because a lot of Rishonim say this. That if the top line is straight, then you'll write the second line at a fixed distance from the top line, and the third line at a fixed distance from the second line, and also be straight. Now, what's the real truth? Will the top line make all the lines straight or not? The answer is somewhat. You know, a certain percentage of the time to a certain degree of accuracy. And so you see where the Rav's coming from. The Rav's saying, nah, the top line's not going to make everything straight enough. That's just a reminder. And Abe's saying, no, the top line's going to make everything straight and look nice. Ah, so then why does the mezuzah need more than that? That's just a formal tzura. Now, okay, I can't prove to you other than this who holds of any particular pshat yet until we add a different question. But let's just ask some nafkaminas. Someone give me some nafkaminas. Yes?
There's an index also, isn't
correct. That's why I just said to enhance it, see, make it straight. You could say it for Zekhinu Yadvehu, not for Kriya. They say it's for Kriya, right? So you could, but you're right, okay, let me point that. So what's the first obvious nafkamina? The first obvious nafkamina is Mechupin, right? Is Mechupin, right? So there's been a lot of nafkaminas. We're going to need the rest of the board also, but let's start here. Let's start with nafkaminas between enhancing Siva and other words. So, nafkamina 1 is mechupin. If you say it's just a formal tzura, who cares about mechupin or not? That's the tzura. Then avada, you should say you need sirkut. If you say it's to show it's special, I mean, it's a little hard to tell because, like, I don't know where it would come up. Meaning, if we're only talking about writing in a random letter, then you never really ever did a mechupin. So, it really doesn't come up. Not so shayach, because what mechupin things do you have that are just in a letter? Random things in a letter, never have a din of mechupin. But here, points out Shua, this depends on which direction you take the idea of enhancing Siva. Enhancing Siva for what purpose? There are two reasons you want to enhance the Siva. One is to make it more readable. The other is for Zekhei Levi-Aveyu, right? So this depends. If this depends on the underlying reason. Meaning there are two ways to take this sound of Hakira. If it's for Kriya, then you would say that Enel Tzarech. And this is the opinion of the Ramban, the Ritva, the Meiri, and Lechora the Ramban. Right? We could add the Rambam, except according to the Kesef Mishnah. Right? Except according to the Kesef Mishnah. We could add the Rambam here. But if you say it's for Zek, Kaylee, Vianvehu, then you would say Tzarech. And that's why the Rav said this for Tosos. What does Tosos say? Yeah. Tefillin would need, if not for Allah, Lomos Mesinai, and he doesn't agree with the idea of Mechupin. Right? Meaning. And that's why the Rav was saying it for Tosos. I don't mean to say Tosos required certain tefillin. I mean to say Tosos says mechupin is not a reason not to require certain tefillin. Okay, what? Someone give me another nafkamina of whether it's a din ksiva or whether it's just a property of the sefer b'chlal.
Is it so clear that keli applies
but
it's not
going
to be
seen? That's a great question. Is it so clear that keli applies but it's not going to be seen? Truth is, that's not so pashut either, right? That's a good point. Does Zekiel and Veil apply if it's not going to impress anybody? Just between you and God.
Why not? Who looks for Esrog?
Everyone looks at an Esrog.
You don't have to.
Do we have any precedent of Zekiel and Veil that no one's going to see? And there aren't that many mitzvahs that no one sees, right? We do have Hidr mitzvah by we do have Zekiel and Veil. You know, that's an interesting question. Like, do we, you know, it's very, very unclear whether a mila is something to see or not in the Torah. You know, I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable here, but on the one hand, we have, you know, you shouldn't be mistakel b'mila, right? You shouldn't be mistakel in your mila, it's pritzus, etc. On the other hand, David HaMelech, what do I mean?
In the bathhouse.
Yeah. Someone else in the bathhouse says, I looked at his Mila and he remembered the mitzvah. You know, and maybe Mila is there to see. Adrabba, maybe you're supposed to look at the Mila.
Joseph and the brothers.
That's one time.
Right? And Joseph and the brothers, okay? Anyway, Yesh La'ayin in this. Yesh La'ayin in this could be that those of us who are very, you know, the prudes amongst us would say we have a disproof of Tzvi's suggestion, even something no one's going to see as a Caleb and Ben, who's been there for a Mila Na'a. And it sits in Shema Akhtu Samila or Mitan Zekelim Yad Behu, but it's not so poshut. Maybe Adraba, maybe you're supposed to notice the Mila and be reminded of the Bris. It's a funny Gemara, right? The way down to the river, you should cover your Mila. The way up, you shouldn't, because you don't want to see be embarrassed the other way around. Okay, great. The way down, you don't want to be embarrassed of the Bris of Shlach Ravinu. So it's not so clear in Shas.
How can it be a kinnering a Kal V'chomer from the Keshet? You're not supposed to look at the Keshet. I mean, you just happen to see it.
Okay, Yesh L'ayin. Okay, fair enough. Anyway, Yesh L'ayin, you're right. Let's say, even if Zekiel V'Avehu, we will leave this as a question mark. We'll leave this as a question mark. That's a good point. Yeah.
There are two elements to Zekeli Yaveh.
Yeah, the Rav says here, there's Svei. The Rav deals with that here, and he says there's Svei Dinam Zekeli Yaveh. One to be impressive, and one just to be Ikarum.
You don't have a Zekeli Yaveh, you can say it's in Torah, like most of Hashiva's idea, and that. Not about
infinite
homework or
promises. Okay,
there's some letters and all these other things. These items are required.
Okay, you're right, but I don't know that distinction is so significant. You know, it's close enough that I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going there now. Okay. Tosos and Sota is Masopa. What is Tosos and Sota Masopa? Can you be Masarte after you're right or not? Is it good enough to be Masarte after you're right? We all say as a Dabar Pashut that if the point is to enhance the Ksiva, how can you enhance the Ksiva after you're right? You already wrote it crooked. Now you're going to do sirtut. Yeah. Or even if you wrote it straight, doing sirtut now doesn't accomplish anything, right? Even coincidentally, you wrote it straight. Okay, but you still wrote it the wrong way because you wrote it in a way that you were taking your chances. Right? So l'chora, the nafkamina should be the suffix of tostos of sirtut achar ksiva, which is a suffix in Tosos and Masechah Sota. It might be important that Tosos and Masechah Sota, if you say it's to enhance the Ksiva, then Pasha, that it should be Pasol. If you say it's just a formal Tzura, then Efshar, you could say Kasher. You don't know. No, maybe it has to be written on the Sirtut. But Efshar, you could say that this would be Kasher. Maybe it would be Kasher. After all, now you have Sirtut. If you said that, you know, forget about Shaya, what would we think Misvara? Misvara, we would think that, sorry, I'm not sure. But over here, again, you would, it's not really so Shaya, like the, you know, I don't know, maybe would it fix the Avera? You would say that it's kosher, yeah. Let's say you wrote without Sirtut, you fix the Avera by being Misartate afterwards. So if the point is to show that it's Kadosh, So you remember to respect it, then the horser should afterwards be fine if you take that yeshom and you recite the chakira.
Is there a side of enhancing the kriya, not the ksiva, and therefore...
So what you could say is that if Rav Kook in the Shuddas Kohen brings up the possibility, if the point is to help you read it, not by making it straight like all the Rishonim say, but that the etched lines help you keep track of how to read it, then it would work afterwards.
Or is that Kalei Vandei also?
Yeah, but I'm not attracted to that being Tzius. Like, really, if it's written crooked and I make lines, how's that going to help me read it? I make crooked lines, it's not going to help. I make straight lines. I guess so. It's written a little crooked, but I put straight lines in between them and then help separate the lines. If it's not too crooked.
We do that on the board sometimes.
Right, if it's not too crooked. Okay, after you could say, if it's to not enhance the ksiva, but to enhance the kriya, then after, which is something sort of I didn't put out here, but if you want to say, maybe if, like a nun side, if it's to enhance kriya, but not through the ksiva, then it might be kosher. Again, it seems a little weird to me, but Rav Kook does bring up that possibility. Yes?
The whole point of Sirtut is just to get straight lines, and somehow I got straight lines without Sirtut, and why should it be possible?
Okay. Now, that doesn't bother me as much, because, you know, that's how the whole Torah works. Even the whole point of X is just to get Y. If you went to get Y without X, you still didn't do it the way the Torah said, it doesn't bother me possibly. Okay, fair enough. Let's even say better. What about... a sirtut which... What about a sirtut which accomplishes the same purpose, but is not... But you don't score it, but you accomplish the same purpose. So what about... Let's say, you could say coincidentally, but what about a temporary sirtut? That's the discussion I brought you here from the Urzarua that's also found in the Shulchan Aruch. What about a temporary sirtut? Right? What's a temporary sirtut? You do sirtut in pencil, right? And then it makes it just as straight as anything else, but then it wears off. What about a temporary sirtut? If the tzad was to enhance the ksiva, no, it's a independent formal requirement, or it's a reminder that it's kadosh. So if you had temporary sirtut, then this should be kosher. If the whole point is just to write straight, then you wrote straight. It's only b'shas ksiva. What do you mean? You don't need sirtut after the ksiva. You just have b'shas ksiva. Right? This is just the flip side of nafmina too. Right? Nafmina too is you didn't have sirtut and then you added it, or you did have sirtut and then you subtracted it. Kiviyachol. Right? But if it's an independent requirement, then l'chora should be puzzle. Because, I'll even say puzzle. Because, what do you mean? The chetzin needs sirtut. If anything else wore off the chetzin, it would be pasul. The chetzin needs a lot of things. If any of them wore off, it would be pasul. So if this wears off, it should also be pasul.
Not necessarily the formal requirement that you have sirtut while you're writing it.
Correct, but again, that's adding in. You know, it's always possible. But, you know, that's already adding in more than one needs to. Or, perhaps, the similar discussion is, what about sirtut that's not scoring? Right? What if it's permanent sirtut? Not with pencil. You do it with pen. Right? What if you make lines with... Or lined paper. Right? Is this good enough for sirtut? Right? After all, it's lines, and the lines aren't going anywhere. The lines of this paper will probably last longer than the writing on the paper, I bet. But it'll certainly last... You know, if I don't expose direct sunlight, the lines on this paper will last forever. Right? So, how about... That's the second part of the Ozerua. How about permanent sirtut without, what's the word he used? He says not barzel, right? But what do we mean? That? Right. Permanent sirtut betzeva.
Without scoring.
Without scoring. Permanent sirtut without scoring. If you said it's make it straight, then avada should be kosher. If you said it is two, if you said it's a formal requirement, then yesh ladun. Maybe the formal requirement is just have lines, or maybe the formal requirement is to have a specific kind of lines, right? So then, you could say kosher or pasul, l'chor, you could go either way, right? You could, the formal requirement could be to go either way. What about the sirta? This is a funny thing, because nowadays we write everything on lined paper, right? We write different whole lined paper also, so it's a little funny. But I would certainly say, let's say you had a blank paper, and you made lines and goo pen, and then you wrote on them. L'chora, that should make it special. So l'chora, I would say it's kosher. You know, if you do it in a way that makes it special, it's all unlined paper with a letter, and you have a few words of Torah, and you make use your ruler not to scratch, because you're writing on paper, and if you scratch the paper, it would get ruined. Use your ruler to make a line with the pen. L'chora, that should do the trick. And here, the or Zeruah ends up passing l'chumra on both these. I mean, Simcha was mesupik. Right, I mean, Simcha was masufik. This, both of these are suffik of Rabbeinu Simcha, and the Or Zeruah in the end decides puzzle. Maybe there is a rule holds a form requirement. Rav Moshe brings up, he says a very complicated formulation, which I don't want to get into now. But Rav Moshe brings up another fascinating discussion. What about printers? What if I print something from my computer? Meaning, don't we all do this often? We print psukim on a Makoros sheet on the computer. So there's no sirtut there, right? No sirtut at all on the computer. Well, no, my laser printer. No sirtut on the laser printer or a copier for that matter. Don't say laser printer matter. I print an inkjet, doesn't matter. I print from my computer printer a Makoros sheet with psukim on it. How is that mutter? There's no sirtut.
There's no
ksiva. There's no...
Is that
fast
as
ksiva? I think it does.
I love it.
Rav Moshe discusses ksiva on Shabbos. Okay, Rav Moshe is discussing there whether it counts as ksiva for stam or not. His basic question is, can you start printing using a computer? Can you print tefillin mezuzahs, etc., Sefer Torah? Okay, without getting into it. Meaning, is that good enough or not? After all, but it has to come out straight. The whole computer program makes it come out straight, meaning it's better than sirtut. Because I know many things people are better than computers. But in this case, the computers are better than people. Getting things straight, getting a straight line, the computers are better than people. Right? So, you could ask the same thing about a laser printer. Right? Again, these are all sort of similar. I know these are all similar. What about a computer printer? Maybe if the point is just to get it straight, then a computer printer is good enough. Because, after all, it came out straight. If it's a formal requirement, it's something called sirtut, you don't have something called sirtut here, right? Then it should have had the puzzle. L'chore, if it's to make it special, certainly it's also possible. There's nothing you can see that makes it special. Right? So a computer printer might be a big nafkamina of this chakira. Why do I think this is an important nafkamina? Because, let me just bring down to halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa, none of us ever do sirtut. So, I don't mean that. The Sofer Stam do sirtut on the mezuzah, and even on the tefillin nowadays, even though you don't have to, and on the Sefer Torah, and on the Megillah, that's fine. But get me your vamos. We write words of Torah all the time. We never do sirtut. What's the heter for us not to do sirtut? So, Tosos thinks divrei tzachos is okay. But that's a machlokas. The Shach doesn't like it. It doesn't matter. We write not divrei tzachos. We actually, you know, we talmidei chachamim. We learn Torah, we take notes, etc. We write words of Torah all the time without sirtut. That's not my kasha. The Rishonim all ask the kasha. How come nowadays no one keeps the salacha? Right? So, so what do the Rishonim all answer? Right, the Ramban and on. It's only Ksav Ashuris that needs sirtut, since we write in script and not in Ksav Ashuris. None of us write in Ksav Ashuris, unless you're Sofer Stam. No one writes in Ksav Ashuris. And the Sofer Stam do sirtut. So we're on a shot. The Sofer Stam do sirtut, and we don't write in Ksav Ashuris, Shalom Yisrael. Simple question. What about none of us writing Ksav Ashuris? But the printers printing Ksav Ashuris. They don't have Tagim. Tagim aren't Makiv. Printers printing Ksav Ashuris. Yeah, it depends which font you use. But many of the fonts are Ksav Ashuris. Yeah, but we don't usually do it. Right?
Like, you mean suited for those?
But even if we use the regular fonts. The regular fonts are Ksav Ashuris. Ksav Ashuris doesn't mean it has to have Tagim. Ksav Ashuris means the letters have to be the shape of Ksav Ashuris, right? The Beis shouldn't be this. That's not Ksav Ashuris. The Beis is a this. That's Ksav Ashuris. All our printer fonts, the Alephs, shouldn't be this. The Aleph should be, I'm not going to get it right. And besides the fact, either the Chazon Ish or everyone else is going to hate me. That's Tzadis. Okay, in any case, we always print Ksav Ashuris in our printers. So, what's the heter? Maybe the heter is the printers print straight. But Moshe is not impressed with this. He thinks that doesn't work, and I'm going to come back to that in a moment. One second. What?
You print underline.
If I print underline, maybe. Yeah, but most of us don't do that. That's a new chumra. New chumra. You should always have to use underline. Okay, but you don't have to. If you give me 2 minutes, you'll see why you don't need that chumra. Let me just point out a few. Let me just rush and point out a few nafkaminas because I want to finish this sugya. And anyone can ask me questions at 1 o'clock, I'll stay all day long. But I just want to. The Rav quoted from his father, crazy nafkamina. Well, the Rav and the footnotes here brings from his father. These are all sort of similar, right? These are all sort of similar ones. The Rav puts his father crazy nafkamina. What about crooked sirtut? What if the sirtut is crooked? It's not straight, right? What about crooked sirtut? So, do you think that's the most ridiculous thing we ever heard in our entire life? Right? So here, clearly, crooked sirtut would be puzzle. Nearly is like the one thing that's also the horror puzzle. Come on, the whole point is to have sirtut that looks proper. But if it's just to show that it's special, and this is exactly what the Rav quoted for his father, the Gram, he said it's kosher. The whole point is just to show that it's different than other divrei chol. So yeah, but who cares if the sirtut is straight or crooked? It doesn't matter how it looks.
Maybe it's not sirtut.
What?
Maybe it's not sirtut.
Maybe it's not sirtut. So let's say ulai. You could say, no, it's just not called sirtut, and Chazal said sirtut. Maybe it's not called, but the Rav quoted from his father that if you want to write 3 words of a pasuk in your letter, no problem, just make a line even if it's not straight, and that's no problem. Okay, big chiddush. Now, I would add to that, maybe.
Give it to the dots on top of the letter.
Exactly. Maybe you would put these two together. Maybe, nikud al ha'osios. Clearly, if you really need sirtut, that's possible. If you need straightness, it's possible. Maybe you could say that smur, that yesh omer the me'iri, which is also found in Chuvos. Apparently, they say that Rav Maimon, the father of the Rambam, had him so ready to do that. Maybe you could say, maybe it's kosher, and maybe that's the smurah of the yesh omer the me'iri, meaning it's the same yesh omer the me'iri that says that it's just to make it special and dots make it special. I suggested a totally different mahalach for the dots. Maybe the dots were erasing and therefore you didn't violate the halacha. But many achronim understand the Yishomer and the Me'iri this way. Let me just point out one or two more nafkaminas.
Well, I think you can't skip this one. The Rav has this whole Dvar Torah about Yo al Gabi Sikra, that the Gabi Shabbos Yer Chayiv and the Gabi Sefer Torah is possible. So he makes a distinction between printing and signature.
Okay, yes, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in number 7. Okay, let me just point out 2 things very quickly, because then I need to finish with something. 2 things that I want to point out very, very quickly were, number 1, the whole chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah. Not as chiddush that I didn't love the Shtrat of the Rambam. What if you have 4 words on 2 lines? What if you have 4 words, there are 2 separate lines? Does that require sirtut or not? Or you have 100 words, right, but only 3 per line, right? Meaning you have the number of words, but they're split up into 2 lines. 2 words and then 2 words. Does that require sirtut or not? The Kesef Mishnah assumes no. That was his whole answer. If it's about making it straight, that makes a lot of sense. Why? 2 or 3 words you can get straight. 4 words is hard to get straight, but if you put them 2 lines, then you can get them straight. Right, this is Nira. Ulai. Maybe you could say, ain't no tzarek sirtut. Why? Because, again, if I'm writing a lot of words in 1 line, it's hard to get it straight without sirtut. If I'm writing 2 words, and then 2 words, and 2 words, it's a lot easier to get it straight without sirtut. Okay? There's our advaz who also assumes that to answer Haramban, which we're going to try to get to. If it's a matter of formal tzura, then lachora, I would say that it needs. Or if it's a matter of to make it special, lachora, I would say that it needs. In which case, what I'm saying is that for the Kesef Mishnah, it could be that the Kesef Mishnah is assuming it's to make it straight. And that's what, unless you want to say something very fancy. If you split it into 2 lines, it loses its chalos of Divrei Torah, but that's a little hard to say. You know, it's just a formal lack of tzeirif. Maybe just, Okay, Bechor Tzarech, unless you say it's just a lack of Tzera.
Each Torah, you can tell it's different.
Right, Bechor Tzarech, but maybe it's just not Mitzurah, and you could say, okay. The last thing I want to find out, the big deal in the Rishonim and Achronim, I'm not getting into it now, but do you need, if a get needs Sirta, do you need, or a Sefer Torah needs Sirta, forget what a get. Sirta Lishma. Does Sirta need to be Lishma? Fascinating question. Do you need to do Sirta Lishma or not? Interestingly, when the Rush discusses Gittin, he says you have to make Sirta, and then you have to say you're writing Lishma. Apparently you don't need Sirta Lishma. So here it's not so clear. This is very unclear. This is very questionable, because it can have to do with a lot of other things. But you might say if it's part of enhancing the Ksiva, it's part of the Ksiva. And the Ksiva needs to be Lishma. Maybe you need, because it's part of Ksiva. And the Ksiva of all these things need to be Lishma. If you say that it just to make it special, why would you need Lishma? I mean, it's not even Shayach Lishma. It's not really so Shayach, because we're talking about Stam words in the letter. Then, probably don't. If it's just a formal requirement, there's a lot of formal requirements. You need to sew it the right way. You need to do a lot of things. They don't all need to be Lishma. Some do, but most don't need to be Lishma. So that could be another Nafkamina, but this is based on a lot of assumptions, which I'm not getting into now. Okay, the last thing I want to point out now is the famous question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. There's a million answers to this question of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I'll just mention what I think is the most pashut one. Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked the following question on Tosfos Sota. This is a bomb kasha. He says, Tosfos Sota is mesopa where the sirtut afterwards works. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that's the most pashut thing in the eye. I know the answer to that question. You know what? I will. Okay, I know. I'm not getting more now. I know the answer to that question. Prove me from Shas that Sirtut afterwards doesn't work. Tefillin Mezuzah. The Gemara asks, if Tefillin doesn't need Sirtut, how can you even think to turn Tefillin to Mezuzah? It doesn't have Sirtut. If Sirtut afterwards works, then what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's obviously assuming you can't turn Tefillin into Mezuzah because it doesn't have Sirtut, which means it doesn't work afterwards. Have the Tosfos says a suffix if it works afterwards, if the Gemara's Mefurish that. If the Gemara is Mefurish, then it doesn't work afterwards. That's where we keep Eger's Kasha on Tosos. The Rav has two answers to this. Rav Kook and the Shud Das Kohen has like five answers to this, one of which I'm going to repeat to you. That's a bomb Kasha. How could Tosos think Sirtut afterwards works? The Gemara says you can't turn Tefillin into Mezuzah because there's no Sirtut, which proves you can't turn Sirtut afterwards. What's the Havmin of Tosos? Why is Tosos Mesopic? So, there are many ways to answer. All the answers start with the fact that Tosos is in Sota. Tosos knows Sirtut afterwards, after Ksiva won't work for Mezuzah. That's the Gemara says. You can't turn Tefillin into Mezuzah because it doesn't have Sirtut. Tosos only suffix is whether Sirtut afterwards works for Megillah Sota. What's the difference? What's the difference? So, meaning, how can we apply, what's the difference? So maybe we can apply some of these Sveidinim. You could say there's Sveidinim. What's the difference between, to answer Ikivager's Kasha, what are you going to say? Sirtut after Ksiva. Let's answer Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Kasha. The answer Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Kasha is, on Tosfos, is that no. This is Megillah Sota, which, as we pointed out, is Lo Nitna L'Kriya. Megillah Sota might as well be Mechupin. Who says might as well be Mechupin? Because you're going to erase it. It's not for reading. You have to erase it right away. The first thing you have to do is erase it. You don't read it. I mean, the coin doesn't read it or then erase it. He says it and then writes it and erases it. So it's no nitna l'kriya. So then it is only a formal tzura, and Tosa says maybe it's okay to do sirtut afterwards. You have a formal tzura. But mezuzah, what do old Rishonim say is nitna l'kriya, right? It's not mechupin. Mezuzah is nitenes nitna l'kriya. And therefore, you need straight. Or maybe it has a given name. You need straight writing, straight siva, and therefore, afterwards, not going to help. How do we answer Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Kasha and Tosos? Again, Tosos says maybe you can do Sirtut after you wrote it. It's mefurish you can't do Sirtut after you wrote it. You can't turn Tefillin into Mezuzah because there's no Sirtut. The answer is no. By Divrei Torah, which are for reading, you can't do it afterwards because then it's a din in readability. But for Divrei Torah, which aren't for reading, which is only Tefillin, which doesn't need anyway, and Megillah Sota is the only insertor that's not for reading, that's just a formal tzura, and that you could do afterwards. But according to this, a get you could do afterwards. Because a get is, well, yeah, get, not that a get's not for reading, you're reading. Okay, I'm not sure about this. Okay, one other thing that I'll just point out, and this will end, is the kasha of how can we all print in our printers nowadays in Ksav Ashuris without Sirtuf. So one answer could be that, you know, if you're very, very machri, you'll say none of our fonts make it to Ksav Ashuris. Maybe you could find some psul in all of our fonts. But you're not going to find a psul in all the fonts. We use every font, and we print on a printer without Sirtuf. How can we do this? You can say the printer counts as Sirtuf because it's straight. Ah, but the printer doesn't count as Sirtuf for Tefillin and mezuzahs, etc. So over here, you could also say Tzvei Dinim. You could, over here, you could also say Tzvei Dinim. You could say, no, it depends. But this is going to be a different way. And this is going to be Abe's way and not the Rav's way. Here's where I like Abe's way. Maybe when it comes to the computer printer, you could say that there's Tzvei Dinim. Here we're talking about any four words. That's just to make it straight. And therefore, computer's good enough. It comes out straight. You can learn Torah beautifully from a Korah sheet. It's wonderful. But Stam, that's a formal tzura, and that's why it's possible. So you could say, no, of course a printer is not good enough for Stam. That needs a formal sirtut. But for just Stam words of Torah, then a printer's good enough. Oh, it doesn't have sirtut. For Stam words of Torah, like Abe said, Stam words of Torah just need to be straight, don't need a certain special tzura. So therefore the computer makes them straight, that's good enough. It's only if I write that I need to use lined paper, if I'm writing Ashuris, which I don't. So that's also Tzvei Dinim that can answer. You can answer by one Tzvei Dinim. They're not the same Tzvei Dinim, right? By one Tzvei Dinim, the difference between Nitan Lekriya and Lo Nitan Lekriya, you can answer with Kveir's Kasha and Tosos. By another Tzvei Dinim, the difference between Stam Divrei Torah and special Heftas, you can answer how our use of printers is justified, even though the Rishonim are all Machmir, that it doesn't count as Sirta for formal things. Okay, we didn't get to one last point. Okay, we'll have to pick up with the rest of this Meretz Hashem. We'll add one point, which is fine. I can stop here. We'll just add one Akuda next time, and we'll do the whole Makoros 21 next time, which I'll go through quickly. And I also want to start the next, so again, I'll send out Makoros Meretz Hashem later.